Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Reading from Psalm 115, verse 3. This is an interesting one. You probably may have read it in the past and not thought too much about it, but as our special guest on what I'm going to call a Testimony Tuesday on Wednesday shared with me, and we'll talk about why he delights in this verse, but this is a really good one that as he shared it a few minutes ago, I thought, oh, I really like that. I didn't think that was in the Bible, and I'm sure I've read it many, many times, but Psalm 115, verse 3 says, our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. Now, many of you are used to Marianne Simpkins joining me, and we do the Prime Life Times in Review. But God has provided, and through circumstances, Marianne can't be with me today. But we have somebody that is featured in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the December edition. And he's not himself featured, but there's an ad featured that says, ring a bell, help change a life. Register to ring.com. Sign up to ring a bell today. The Salvation Army. Many of you see those great bell ringers that are sacrificing their time and energy. Many volunteer. Sometimes it's a church youth group or the pastors out there at the Walmart or at the country store helping ring the bell, but they're raising funds that make an impact. They help change lives because the passion of the Salvation Army is to help and assist people in need, but better yet, to help them understand the spiritual need that they need the Lord Jesus Christ. And so today's special guest is Major Randy Summit. What's your official title with the Salvation Army here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area?
Well, first, thank you for letting me be on with you, Mark. I really appreciate that.
Sure.
The title here is actually Corps Officer, and think of the Marine Corps, so that kind of Corps Officer. But basically, I'm the Executive Director for the Salvation Army for Champaign County. What that means is I'm the administrator for all the social services, all the properties, and I'm also the senior pastor for the Salvation Army. So just a wonderful time being here in Champaign.
Wow, so not only do you have prep time to create a sermon, a message, you know, inspired by God so that you can feed the flock, but you're totally hands-on with all the other administrative and work details.
Yeah.
So before I ask you to share some of your testimony and life story, talk a little about the Salvation Army, because many people, they know the bell ringers and they know you do various things in and for the community, but give us an overview of what is the Salvation Army all about?
Well, a lot of people ask that question because it's a really good one. The reality is you don't have enough time in this program because the Salvation Army does a lot of stuff. And what we're best known for in Champaign, what I call the big three, are our food pantry. Last year we served about 65,000 people through that food pantry. A lot of food insecurities in Champaign County that we are a part of the network that helps people here in Champaign County. That's the biggest thing. Second thing that we are a part of is a homeless networking. We work really close with See at Home and other homeless shelters to help people. Our part of that is we have a couple different programs. One helps families who are trying to get a house, who have a job. If they have a job, then we can help them put them up in a hotel for up to 3 months while they save up money to be able to get that house. So that portion. And then we also have a small, about 5-bed, men's veteran shelter, just for the men's and just for the veterans. So homelessness is the third big thing that we were really a part of. And then, of course, the last one that we're really a big part of is the Mentor Seaside and the community center over on Prospect Street, 502 North Prospect, where Salvation Army's been for 70-plus years. It's where our community center is and our gym programs, where it's open for the public. Right now we have a great partnership with District 4 Schools Wrestling, and they're in there almost every day, and several other groups. So those areas, and then, of course, there's disaster services when people find themselves in need. Then there are a program called Title 20 that helps people who have been incarcerated, and when they're coming back into society, helping them figure out how to get a job, because it's very difficult for ex-cons to get a job, you know, and maybe, if possible, expunge their record or whatever. So that's another one of our good programs. I love talking about a program we have called Pathway of Hope. Pathway of Hope is a long-term, it's 12-month intense case management where the client comes in and says, you know, I'm doing okay, I'm tired of just paying rent every month. I'd really like to own my own home. Okay, well, let's figure that out. And then over the next 12 months, we help them set goals, help them work on their credit rating, help them figure out how to do the financing, help them do this and that. They do the work, but we're there to help them on a monthly basis and achieve the goal they have. We've helped several people, like, get degrees or some kind of certification, forklift driver or construction or truck driver or something like that. So, yeah, we have a lot of other programs there. And the veterans program is another, oh, my goodness, so many different things for vet services. So if there's people out there who are listening, who are in need, you never know. It's Salvation Army. That's one of the neat things about our organization. That's what I'm saying. It'd take a long time on this one. Is that the Salvation Army is whatever it needs to be in that area. We try to partner wherever we are. So what the Salvation Army does in Champaign is not necessarily what the Salvation Army does in Danville or what it does in Decatur or what it does in Springfield. Each one tailors itself to meet that community's needs, and we do the very best we can.
Well, that's why I was excited to have you a part of today's program, because our coverage represents many Salvation Army ministry units, you know, throughout the state. And what, like you said, may be true for here might be different services provided in other areas, but your goal is all the same, is to assist people and point them towards Jesus. Yeah. And most all of our listeners are familiar somewhere with seeing somebody ring in the bell. Yeah. And I thought two things that could be accomplished today is not only might the individual, when they see the bell ringer, slip in a nice check or a donation. I think sometimes you get a gold coin or a diamond ring or
about once a year, yeah,
different things, but they can maybe even consider being a ring beller.
Oh,
and so if they look at this month's edition of the Prime Life Times and they turn to page A15, they'll say, ring a bell, help change a life, and they can go to registertoring.com. So that's registertoring.com.
It's a very simple process. You go to that site, you put in the zip code you're interested in being in, it'll bring up the locations that we have, you tell it the day, you tell it the time, and if it's available, then you can do that. Sometimes we've had a few people call and say, hey, I want to ring at this store, and I know you're there. And I said, well, what day do you want? And we'll look it up, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, there's already another group there. So the program only shows you what is actually still available, and we have a lot available.
Yeah.
So it's not very often you go to a spot and you can't get there. So, yeah, we'd really appreciate all the help we can get, especially with ringing bells.
Yeah, I think it was during the Ministry Leaders Network a week ago or last Thursday when I said, hey, announce this to the pastors, because I thought, what a unique way for pastors to meet community members they might not know, and by doing this volunteer activity, not only are they assisting the people in that community, but it's a great way to strike up short-term conversations people as they walk by. Just even the care or the smile or the Merry Christmas or extending greetings to people. So if you have a little time, it's a great activity. So walk us through, is there any training? So somebody's going to say, hey, bell ringer, you know, I've never thought about doing that. Maybe me and my daughter can do it together, or our Sunday school class, we can partner together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they go to registertoring.com, but what does it look like? Do they get training, or is it just really simple?
Well,
here's the kettle, show up, and you ring the bell, and you smile at people.
Well, pretty much it is. It is just that simple. I mean, there is a video on there. Once you sign up and give your information, the two big things that I always ask people to make sure that they put on at least one of the two, and if not, that treated with both of them, and that's an email address, because the world we live in nowadays, and then a cell phone number, because the system's designed to automatically send out reminder emails before and after you're done. It'll also send you text messages. But so you go there and you sign up, and let's say, let's pick one. You're going to go to Walmart in Champaign. There's two different doors there, so you have to pick which one you want, north or south. When you get there, there'll be a small package sitting on the ground on the base of the kettle. The bucket will already be there. There's a lock on the front of the bucket itself, and then there's a chain that's welded to the stand, and it's locked to the back of the bucket, so they can't take it. Again, we live in a crazy world, so if somebody comes by with a pickup and wants to pick up 150 pounds of steel, but otherwise, it's pretty secure. So you'll get there, and you'll find this little bag at the base of the stand, and inside there, there's a little instruction card. I'll give you examples. And there'll be the apron that you wear that says you're a volunteer, and there'll be two different bells in there as well. And then, really, the job is standing there, carefully ringing the bell. You don't have to, pretend you're building a house. You're not a hammer and nails, but just lightly ring the bell and just greet people, and just have conversations. My wife is probably the best at this. She loves to watch people just as they walk by, even if they don't talk to her, and imagine what's going on in their lives and pray for them and say, little things as they're going by. So if you're a people watcher, bell ring is a great thing to do, because again, it's very easy. Can get cold, so we again advise always dress in layers. That's the best way to do it, because if it's too cold, you can always put something else on, but if it's too hot, you can still take something off. So dress in layers, but just have a good time. And children are always wonderful as long as their parents are with them or some adult is with them. So kids, you just bring out that energy, and that excitement. So the wonder of Christmas.
And how long are the shifts? So just say I'm the first one early morning hours, I get there and there's the little package and sure. I put on the apron. But then somebody comes at noon, do they just transition the apron to...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do they just transition, yep. Because, again, it's all outside. You're not wearing it close to you or you're sweating and all that kind of stuff. So it's all outside. And, yeah, you, generally the shifts are about 2 hours. That's what we ask for, okay. About 2 hours a day. And, again, we do accept them whenever. We do ask. It would be greater for us if people could either volunteer in the morning. And, again, our shifts don't start till about 9. So it's mm-hmm. not way, way, way early.
Right.
And then we end, because of labor laws and for the people that we do pay, we end fairly early. So we're done by 7 at the absolute latest.
Yeah.
So if you go to the morning or the evening, either close to one of those, that's better for us. But if the only time you've got is noon to 2, then please sign up for noon to 2 right in the middle, and we'll figure it out. You know, we'll take care of that.
So find out more at registertoring.com, mm-hmm. registertoring.com. And I'm thinking like a Sunday school class. There's 6
wow.
or 8 people. Hey, I'll take the morning shift. You take, you know, the mid-afternoon. I'll take the later afternoon.
Yeah,
I'll take
yeah.
the early hours.
Yeah,
and
if you have like 8 people, you can cover a day. Just take,
okay.
say, I'm going to cover Snooks on Mattis on December 7th today.
Yeah.
We're going to take care of that. You could do that with about 8 people easily.
All right, listening friend, registertoring.com, registertoring.com, or pick up the December issue of the Prime Life Times and turn to page A15. The information's right there. Ring a bell, help change a life. Well, Major Randy, we began today's program reading out of Psalm 115. It says, "Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases him." And you delighted in this verse,
yeah.
or you identify with it. And so I want to talk a little about that and talk a little about your greatest joy and how God brought you to the greater Champaign-Urbana area to oversee this Salvation Army.
Okay. And again, wonderful questions. Thank you for that. The verse I found when I was in what the Salvation Army calls training school, basically our version of seminary, studying, and I came across that, and I've always had just kind of an odd sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
and I was reading out of the King James, and I believe in the King James it says, "Our God is in heaven, he does whatever he pleases,"
yeah, yeah.
just a little different in the English, and that just caught me as hilarious. But over the 30-some years now I've been doing ministry with the Salvation Army, when I was going through cancer, when I was going through a hip replacement, and I begin to question why that verse always comes back to me.
Mm.
When I don't have the answer, when it doesn't make sense what's going on in my life, God is in the heaven. And he does what he pleases.
Hmm.
And if I have committed my life to him, if I've said I am a Christian and God, I'm going to trust you, then I've got to trust him even when
yeah.
I don't know,
yeah.
even when I don't understand, because he does as he pleases. He takes care of things as he sees fit. We all know that God wants our best to give us a hope, a future. You know, we know those verses. And I've always just believed that God is in heaven. That's an absolute. That's not a question. That's not, is there a God? No, God is in heaven, and he does as he pleases with Randy. So, you know, you can add that afterwards. Add your name.
Yeah.
With me, he does as he pleases. So one of the greatest things that brings me joy is just that sense of humor. I love to laugh.
Mm.
I love having a good time. And I find a lot of that joy with family, especially now that I'm getting a little bit older and I have grandchildren. They are just the delight of my heart. We have 3. And we're having them in sections because our oldest had grandchildren first. Both of our grandchildren with my oldest son, both of them are almost teenagers. My granddaughter, the oldest, she is a teenager. She just turned
mm-hmm.
13 a few weeks ago.
Mine is 13, so you and I could talk after this program because
yeah.
she's starting to get to that age where she knows everything. Oh, Dad, you're a boomer. You're old-fashioned.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, exactly. And then her little brother is only like a year and a half behind her, so Shane is my buddy because
mm-hmm.
he's my only grandson. And then my daughter, who also is a Salvation Army officer out in South Dakota, she has a little girl named Brooklyn, and she is just adorable. She's
sure.
2. And then again, my daughter's pregnant again. She's about to have our 4th grandchild. So grandchildren are the joy of our lives.
Wow.
Just spending time with family, enjoying being with all 3 of my children, because we also have a 3rd son, Brandon. And he is just wonderful. So spending time with family, that's the joy of my life. I really believe that. That's what it's about.
I want to come back to this God being sovereign, and then I want you to share a little of that faith journey, what brought you to the Lord to begin with, growing up in a Christian home or not, or mm-hmm. who influenced you towards that decision, and then how God led you into the Salvation mm-hmm. Army. But I think it bears mentioning to our listeners, I've always felt this and have been aware of this, but and it's been simplified in my mind, but God is either sovereign or he's not.
Exactly.
And because I believe he is sovereign, then I also believe nothing, absolutely nothing can happen outside of his permissive will.
Exactly.
And so, like you said, but what about the heartache? What about this? Yeah, he can use those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't necessarily, you know, bring about evil or certain mm-hmm. circumstances are just because of the laws of nature or whatever, mm-hmm. but nothing can happen outside of his permissive will. And that's kind of my default. He is sovereign. He is good. The good thing is he's a good, righteous, holy God,
Amen.
Full of justice, but also full of mercy.
Absolutely.
And yeah. so we can kind of bank on that. He is sovereign, but nothing can happen outside of his permissive will. Amen. And yet, does he grieve when certain things happen? I'm sure he does.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we've counseled lots of young little girls who have been injured in some way, either emotionally, sexually, or physically, and they look at me and says, why did God let this happen?
Yeah.
It's like, honey, I don't know, but I do know his heart was breaking right there with you.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's part of my wife's story, so sometimes you can talk to my wife also, but part of her story is that was her when she was a little girl.
Yeah.
And as we've been in ministry, she has had uncountable number of times now where she has been able to reach out and counsel girls, and it makes all the difference
right.
when they hear the words, I've been there.
Right.
And then she shares what she had to go through, and it's like, you really do understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get it, you know.
Yeah.
And God can heal that heart. He
right.
can. He
right.
can make it happen.
Right. Well, what helped prepare you to be ready to accept Jesus? Did you know him at an early age?
Oh, yeah. In the Salvation Army, we always talk about generations.
Mm.
So my great-grandmother started attending the Salvation Army, and then my grandmother kind of went a little bit, but she made sure that her daughters, my mom and my two aunts, they went, and they were the real Salvationists. I have two aunts that are retired Salvation Army officers as well,
mm.
and my mother spent her entire life working for the Salvation Army with young girls and camping ministries and stuff. So you had them, and then you have me, and now my daughter is also a Salvation Army officer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, God has always been a part of my life. I can remember as a small boy, probably 5 or 6, kneeling at our little wooden altar in Kirksville, Missouri, my mm-hmm. hometown, a little bitty tiny chapel that we had back then. But it really wasn't until, I think it's funny, last week, when I was over here for the ministerial leadership thing that you do, Mark, and thank you for that.
Yeah.
And the guest talked about how he came to Christ. And I think that's more common than guys like to admit. We all come because of a girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was dating my now wife, and I was driving. I can remember it clearly. I was driving to Ottumwa, Iowa, because that's where her parents were, who were also Salvation Army officers, to date her. And a radio pastor came on the radio and said, where will you be in 10 years? Now, without going into all kinds of details here, I gave my first sermon when I was 9 in a speaker's contest in Salvation Army. So I've always known I was going to be a Salvation Army officer. This is my life. I'm always going to be that. But when I got to be a teenager, you know how us teenagers are.
Yeah.
We know everything. Yeah,
yes.
yeah. You know, and I was going to go into computers and all that kind of stuff. That was my goal. I'd already had a job from 3M and a couple other companies. And I heard that. And at that moment, as I was driving, I had no clue.
Huh.
No clue where I would be in 10 years. And that scared me because my whole life I've always known what the future held for me. I knew what I was going to do. And I remember I had to turn around because, of course, cell phones didn't exist
right,
in
right.
81. I mean, they kind of did, but not really. Turn around and go back to my home church. And we just happened to have our regional youth director coming, Salvation Army, and talk to them about getting my life straight with God and what would it take to move my life towards training school and ministry That was it. So it was a girl. It was my wife.
Yeah.
But it was that radio pratt. And I've tried and tried to find who that was.
Probably
but I don't
even know. J. Vernon McGee or something.
It could have been. Yeah, it could have been. Because I love him. He's great. But yeah, it could have been. But anyway, that's what it was. Where will you be in 10 years?
Yeah.
And for the first time in my 18-year life at that point, I had no idea. And 10 years later, 28, I was a Salvation Army officer and serving with my wife, and we had a couple kids by then, and yeah, this is where we've been.
And we only have a few minutes left, but when did God bring Susan into your life, and when did you know that she was the one?
Well, I knew she was the one the very first day. That's another great story if you have just a couple of minutes. In the Salvation Army, maybe a lot of churches did. Back in the 80s, do you remember Bible Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, Salvation Army did that too. And we made it so you did an area one, and then you did a regional one, and then you did a divisional one, and then you did a grand regional one, and then you finally did a territorial one. And my little group from northern Missouri, we went all the way, and we won. And the prize for winning Bible Bowl in Salvation Army that year was a free trip to a Bible leadership camp in Wisconsin, what we still have, called CBLI, Central Bible Leadership Institute. And I'm walking from the office after getting my key, because I don't know anybody in Wisconsin, and I walk up the hill, and there's this girl standing on the phone talking, and I heard the audible voice of God. I swear to this day, I heard the audible voice of God say, "That's your wife."
And how old are you at this point?
16.
16.
I hadn't even met her, and that was the girl I was driving to go see in Ottumwa. That was Susan Tuttle at the time, now Susan Summit. That was my wife. And, yeah, we met in 1981 in Wisconsin at a camp, and she really wasn't interested because she had just come back from a trip to Ireland in a very spiritual time and a holiness movement, and her heart was all frustrated. She didn't want anything to do with boys, so I had to pursue her a bit. But, yeah, that's how she came into my life and been an amazing partner ever since.
And how have you seen God use her? Is she like where you're a visionary and she's like the compassionate or whatever?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm pretty blunt, pretty straightforward. What you see is what you get. And she is the more tender one. Mm-hmm. She's the one that reaches over during dinner and carefully grabs my knee and squeezes, which means, Randy, calm down. That's okay. You know,
my wife does that. Like, Mark, okay, you've talked enough.
Yeah. And she just has such a gentle spirit. She has such a beautiful, gentle spirit where she is able to make anyone feel comfortable. She just is. So, saint of God. She really is.
Now, Major Randall, in case somebody just tuned in, I'm going to reference registertoring.com, registertoring.com, but listen to the whole program at greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends link, and you can learn about how you can help change your life by ringing a bell. But you mentioned that you preach on Sundays. Now, is that every Sunday?
Every.
And for a listener that might not be affiliated with the church or wants to come and is encouraged by your sense of humor and your storytelling, where would they attend one of your Sunday services?
Well, again, we live in a virtual world, so there's two places. One, of course, is at our building, 502 North Prospect here in Champaign. Morning worship service starts at 10:15, and that's so that Sunday school goes from 9 to 10, and it gives people a chance just to fellowship a little bit. And then online, it starts off at my Facebook page, but then I move it over to the Salvation Army here in Champaign's Facebook page. So Facebook and then /SA Champaign is the Facebook site.
Salvation Army
Champaign.
S.H. Champaign.
S.A. Champaign on Facebook, and you can see all of our sermons there. So, yeah, and right now, of course, we're into Advent, second week, and this week we're talking about hope.
All right. Yeah, that's what Pastor Jason, on our Fridays, we're going through a series with our studio audience on hope in this Advent season.
Absolutely.
So, well, listening friend, registertoring.com, registertoring.com sounds like a great activity for your family, for your Sunday school class, maybe for your co-laborers at work or the ministry that you're involved in. Pastors, this is a great way to meet community members and to help change a life as these funds are used to God's glory, and you can make a difference. Registertoring.com. If you missed a portion of today's program, they are archived under the Mark and Friends link at greatnewsradio.org, also WLUJ.org. Well, thank you, Major Randy, for being available, and appreciate the work that you're doing. And yeah, we'll have to get you and your wife back, you and Susan back in the coming days to share a little of her faith journey and the ways God has used both of you in our community's lives and the lives of many people.
We'd love to do that anytime. Mark, thank you so much for having us on.
Sure. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in today and being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Major Randall Summit with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.